Chapter 6. Not Fred. A zillion years ago, the San Fernando Valley Basin held a warm saltwater sea. It's easy to imagine it as you crest the hill on the 405 and the valley spreads itself below you. Squint a little, and you can see the ghosts of plesiosaurs swimming languidly through the smog, looking for the nearest McDonald's. Then, a little less than a zillion years ago, the sea dried up. A bunch of history happened in other places, but not here. Eventually, some people crossed over from Asia, pronounced themselves Native Americans, and headed for California like everybody else. Then there was a wave of people who spoke Spanish and stole the land from the Native Americans, and they were followed in the 1910s by Anglos, who invented new kinds of legal documents to steal the land from the Spanish speakers. They parceled the valley out into millions of acres of orange groves and tomato farms, and the air was perfumed with oranges. Then the movies came, looking for the same things they always looked for: cheap land and sunlight. Warner Brothers and Universal set up shop over the Cahuenga Pass from Hollywood and started cranking out dreams for people who never smelled an orange blossom. With the studios came the production crews, makeup people, extras, directors, and even a few stars. Finally, the rich old guys who already owned most of downtown made it a clean sweep by buying the valley, too. They knocked down the orange groves and plowed the tomatoes under and gave the world instant suburb, the stucco capital of the world. Today, Spanish has returned. The valley is overwhelmingly Hispanic across broad swaths of the flats, but white affluence clings to the hills south of Ventura. The water's long gone, but there's a new sea. At least metaphorically, a sea of bad money.